Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal is incredibly simple, clear as a bell. The goal, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders are absolutely brilliant and the solution to the problems we face today. That's why we don't need a revolution. But a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly is in order. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Also brought to you in part by givemelibertyfund.com. Now, there's been an absolute meltdown in the media regarding several things. James Edwards, the Political Cesspool Radio Program, Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby, Liberty Roundtable Live, this broadcast, Liberty News Radio Network, the syndicator of both programs, and by the way, pardon the pun, proudly so, delighted to be part of what we're involved in, Americans. This is critical to understand. We'll get to it as the broadcast unfolds, but proudly, the syndicator of Liberty Roundtable Live, my program, Kurt's program, and the political cesspool, James Edwards' program. The award-winning broadcast for James Edwards every Saturday night. Making the news everywhere we go. James's website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're not ever afraid of it. We're not going to back down from it. We're not going to apologize. We're going to simply tell you how it is. This, ladies and gentlemen, is not China. This is the United States of America. The land our founders fought, bled, died for. The land that our fathers gave their honor, their fortunes for. And we'll get into what that actually means. I don't think people understand what that means today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds as well. Nevertheless, the mainstream press is absolutely despicable. Now, there are some who are, in my opinion, intentionally evil. There are others who are just sad saps for the duping. You got it. Some are absolutely evil. Others are sad saps for the duping. And we'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. Maybe we should start with a recap of yesterday's award-winning, hard-hitting broadcast available at libertyroundtable.com on your Roku player and just about everybody everywhere else that matters outside of the mainstream press, deceptive, manipulative matrix. We had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org yesterday. And no, we're not going to disavow anybody. No, we're not going to back down and pretend it didn't happen. No, we're not going to try to play the game and say that our earpiece, we just couldn't hear. We're not going to play those games. We're going to tell you that we support what we stand for and we'll explain why you, the American people, decide if you're for us or not. But we hope that if you're not for us or with us, that you at least have the integrity to stand for our right to do so. To be so, to think so, to believe so. Even if you disagree with us, do you believe in our right to think as we wish? Or have you jettisoned the whole purpose of America? Just wondering. By the way, Trump's on a roll, racks up seven Super Tuesday wins. We talked about that yesterday. We also talked about Cruz holding his own, takes Texas and Oklahoma and Alaska as well. Alaska was a shocker, BTW. Rubio won the Minnesota caucuses, loses nine more states, drops to 1-13, just a failure for Marco. The establishment candidate's in an absolute meltdown. In fact, he was supposed to be the guy to take out Trump, but he's failed. No matter how many millions of dollars he's got, they might even have to bring in Romney to clean up the mess they claim, huh? There's a new poll out that says Ben Carson favored to be new Trump's VP. We'll get into Carson coming up as well. Carson is indeed open to VP Donald Trump vice presidential talks. Kasich shut out by Trump, even in Vermont. Kasich winds up in last place. Sam launches into a monologue and eats Media Matters for lunch. See, I believe they're the ones that are some of the evil ones in the news. We'll get to that, ladies and gentlemen. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live, archived at libertyroundtable.com. Hour 2, guest James Edwards of the Political Cesspool continues. Headline from your mainstream press. White supremacists are broadcasting from inside Trump rallies, lies the Huffington Post. All right. Sam invites the Media Matters thugs of the Huffington Post hacks on air for a debate at my expense. Yes, I do. Let's see if these people have the guts to take on what they say, what they think, what they believe about America, about who's who, etc., etc. By the way, we then wrapped up the hour by saying this is how March became Women's History Month. You know, they first had a day, then they had a week, and now they have a month. I'm not against women, by the way. I'm married to one. And I've got four daughters, okay? I don't want to pardon the pun from Trump, but I love women. I'm good for women. I do nice things for women. But what I'm saying is, what about a man's month? Oh, yeah, that's supposed to be March Madness, isn't it? Wait a minute. March is Women's Month, isn't it? What about No Shave March, or whatever they call that? Mustache March. Is it a man's month or a woman's month? I mean, after all, if it was a woman's month, they sure wouldn't have March Madness on during that month, would they? And women would shut that down. The battle of the sexes continues. The battle of the races continues. The battle for the hearts and minds of the American people continues. And the new media is taking center stage, and that's what the mainstream press just cannot stand. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. That's a recap of yesterday's award-winning, hard-hitting broadcast archived on your Roku player and LibertyRoundtable.com. Kurt Crosby's with me as news the networks refuse to use starts now. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. We have so much to cover, so I'm just going to get right into it. James Edwards of the Political Cesspool back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the broadcast, James. Can you take the heat, my friend?
Hey, Sam, I can take the heat. In fact, it hadn't gotten nearly hot enough to make me wither, but it's been a very interesting 48 hours, to say the least, with my program and your program now in the middle of an American presidential campaign. Pretty incredible.
Now, here's my main beef with the mainstream press. Number one, they lie. They're intellectually dishonest. Number two, they have failed journalism 101. That is the who, what, when, where, why of a story. They don't check with both sides, so they don't do their due diligence. They don't do their homework. And I have a problem with that whole scenario because they run with a story. They lie and deceive and manipulate and don't have the facts. And I really have a problem with that whole scenario, and that's exactly what happened. Starting with these Media Matter thugs, rolling on to the Huffington Post thugs. And then, you know what? From there, it almost seems to me that many other decent news journalists, some of them were smart enough to check with the facts first. Some of them were patient, and I commend them for that, but others just got duped by the evil ones in the press. And that's why I say many in the mainstream press are just absolutely evil. Others are just completely duped and not educated enough to truly get the story and get their arms around it. And then some just have an agenda to push regardless of the facts. So what they'll do is they'll get the facts right. They'll be patient enough to maybe talk to us, but they'll still push their mainstream press narrative that Americans are losing patience with, okay? And that's really the bottom line. So what we thought would do for the mainstream press to help them is would do a couple of things. Would straighten out the reality. We'll let everybody know the facts. They got to listen to Liberty Roundtable Live to get the facts because that's where all this originated. Now, when I say that's where all this originated, that could be a little bit deceptive. I don't mean it to be, but I want to make something very clear. James Edwards and Sam Bushman are friends. Okay, let's set radio aside for a second And Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, and James Edwards are personal friends. Okay, let's be very clear about that. Because I don't want in any way anybody to suggest that we're jettisoning James or that we're setting James aside, that we're trying to somehow step backwards. We are not. And I defend James as a genuine Southern Christian gentleman. And I've sat at his dinner table, and I know from which I speak. That's number one. Let's just start there. When we come back, we'll break down exactly what happened, even with the manipulated backing away of the Trumps. We'll talk about that, too, because you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. We give it to you straight, baby. Can the mainstream press handle the truth? Huh? Just wondering.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, mainstream press, listen up. I'm only going to say it once, and I'm going to say it very quickly, so you better have your pen and paper ready, and you better be able to take notes and get the facts right. You ready? Here's what happened, ladies and gentlemen. James Edwards found out that Donald Trump was coming to Tennessee. That's where James lives. So James said, hey, Sam, I want to try to go to this rally and cover it live. Can we make that happen? I said, absolutely, I'll hold down the fort and be the guy in the studio, and that way you can be out there and cover it. And so James applied for credentials with the Trump campaign. He submitted Liberty News Radio. That's the syndicator. Write it down. That's the syndicator. I own that network. I syndicate James Edwards. And credentials for the Political Cesspool Radio program. That's James's talk show. And we received credentials. legitimate Donald Trump credentials. Now, the mainstream press is mad because James got credentials and some of those folks don't get credentials. But again, that's because they're such thugs and they get the story so wrong and so dishonest that Trump's just sick of them, just like Ron Paul was back in the day. But they still don't get it. Okay, the mainstream press still doesn't understand. Nevertheless, James Edwards got credentials. Now, later, the Trump campaign says, well, we gave credentials to about 200 people and we didn't vet anybody, so there you go. We didn't really know what we were doing, but yeah, we did give credentials to James and everybody else. James went to the event Saturday Night Live, stood in the middle of the media pen, absolutely from his cell phone, delivered a stellar performance in terms of coverage for the Donald Trump rally. I held down the fort at the studio and was kind of the anchor host in case James got disconnected, etc., etc. It was a tremendous event, went well. Now here's where the rub happens. Here's where the game playing begins. After that, an email was sent from a booking agency to James Edwards. And the booking agency said, hey, you know what? Donald Trump's sons are doing interviews. Do you want to do an interview with Eric Trump and or Donald Trump Jr. or both? And James couldn't do that because the interviews were on Monday and Tuesday, and James does a weekend radio program. So James called me and said, hey, Sam, or I guess he emailed me, he forwarded the email and said, hey, do you want to do this thing? And I said, you know what? I'd love to have Trump on. Let's have Trump Jr. on or whatever. And so I emailed them. When I emailed this booking agency, I said, hey, this is Sam Bushman. I own Liberty News Radio. That's the nationally syndicated radio network. James has a show on my network called The Political Cesspool. He went to your rally, was credentialed at your rally. You reached out to James with your email. And I'm responding back and saying that James can't do the interview because he has a weekend show, but I would love to do the interview. And so in that email, I CC'd James and the booking agency. And I explained and showed them the previous email that we received. They reached out to James. Let's be clear, the booking agency reached out to James. And then I made sure that they knew who was who by explaining who owned the network, who was the syndicator, which is me, Liberty News Radio. I explained that it was James's program. We explained that he was credentialed by the Trump campaign. We explained that they reached out in the beginning. When I say they reached out in the beginning, I mean that they gave credentials to James. Then they reached out and said, hey, you want to do an interview? Now, the Trump campaign reached out through their booking agency, though. Remember that fact. The Trump campaign reached out to James to do a radio interview via their booking agency. All right, so anyway, then I emailed and said, let's do this thing. James is included, so is the booking agent. And they wrote back and said, absolutely, let's do it. So we set it up. Now, I called James and said, James, you want to be on with us? And the reason I did is because this all came through James. It was James's media credentials that they had approved. James was the one that attended the rally. They were the ones that reached out, meaning the Trump campaign, through their booking agency and absolutely invited James to do the interview. So I felt like, you know what, if I'm doing the interview because James doesn't have a weekend or a weekday program, he only does a weekend program, then I thought, you know what, having James on is not like bait and switch or game playing. Okay, so I set up the interview. It was Sam and Kurt on the radio. James was dialed in as a guest on my show, like he is right now. You could say co-host if you want. I'm not afraid of that either. I'm just making a point so people understand. And Donald Trump Jr. was a guest also. We had an interview. The interview was about 15 minutes in length if you take out the commercials. And the interview was incredible. We talked about all kinds of good things. In fact, we're going to play the interview back so you can hear it. Okay, people are kind of hinting they don't want us to play it back. I don't take direction very well from these thugs. I don't appreciate their lies and abuse and manipulation and game playing. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you the story straight. And if they want to debate it, we'll take that sucker on CNN and drag out every email and every little tidbit and tit for tat in this whole thing. Because we will slaughter them, including the Trump campaign, if they don't stop. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not taking on the Trump campaign. I'm just telling you that we're not going to tolerate lies and game playing. We're not going to do it, people. Don't play games with me because I will eat you for lunch. I don't care who you are. Right now, so here's what happened. We did the interview. It was phenomenal. Everything was awesome. The rally was awesome. The interview was awesome. Everything was great. Then James Edwards posted on his webpage, and I'm hoping you'll pull this up, James, a little statement where he said, hey, we taped an interview. We're going to play this interview back. It's going to be phenomenal on my program Saturday night. Oh, these Media Matters hack thugs got a hold of that somehow and absolutely created a deceptive firestorm in the media, creating three categories of people. One, those who are intentionally evil in the media who want to get the story wrong to promote an agenda to take down Trump and attack anybody who they believe is conservative. That's the Media Matters type thugs. Then there's the group that jumped on the story too quick because they just accept everything Media Matters does, and they got snookered. They got conned because they had all the facts wrong. Then you got the good people who did their best to check, and I commend those people. And then those people who at least checked, and those people who are duped come in two categories, those who want the truth and then those who want to push an agenda. Okay, that's how the media kind of breaks down on this thing. James, do you have your statement ready? Here's what James wrote, people.
I sure do, Sam. Once the media request or the interview request came in from the media and they were too numerous for me to take the time to cover individually, I just simply wrote a three-sentence statement that I sent out to each of these so-called reporters and journalists and referred the rest of them to you. And you've done a magnificent job, my friend, in handling this, I must say. But this is the press statement from James Edwards. I wrote, "My show, The Political Cesspool, promotes a proud paleoconservative Christian worldview, and we reject media descriptions of our work as white supremacist, pro-slavery, and other such scare words. As I clearly wrote in yesterday's article, in no way should anyone interpret our press credentialing and subsequent interview with Donald Trump Jr. as any kind of endorsement by the Trump campaign. The grotesque way in which the media is purposely misrepresenting my work by taking certain cherry-picked statements wildly out of context is both shameful and reprehensible. That said, I apologize for nothing and I retract nothing."
There's the statement from James Edwards, and this is the problem. How do you define who James Edwards is, ladies and gentlemen? Do you take what James Edwards says about himself, or do you take what the mainstream press writes about James Edwards? I'm going to say the same thing about Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. Do you take what the mainstream press says about them, or do you take what they say about themselves and their history and their record in life, in business, in etc., in the public eye, for your determination? Whose word do you take? Because we find that no matter what we say, I'm going to say it again, no matter what we say, they want to lie and put their spin, their agenda in the mix. So here's the bottom line. We did an incredible interview with Donald Trump Jr. It was very favorable. I challenge anybody to listen to that interview and find where we promoted any of the bogus assertions against James Edwards and now blurring into against me, Sam Bushman. Okay, I challenge you to listen to that interview and find any hint of pro-slavery, any hint of white supremacy, any hint of these lies that are being told about all of us, because the mainstream press has an axe to grind, an agenda to push. Now, when we come back, I'll play the interview. After the interview, I want to explain how the Trump campaign fits into this, what they're doing, the backing away of Donald Trump Jr., and how wrong that really is. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds. The interview coming up.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, before I play the interview, I just want to say a little bit more about this. So the Trump campaign, sad to say, ends up in the duped campaign. In other words, the mainstream press, the evil of the mainstream press has absolutely got the Trump campaign believing the lies and backing away. Okay? Donald Trump Jr. is backing away big time, and he shouldn't be. Donald Trump Sr. is backing away and should not be backing away. We'll get into that, but they've failed. And I'm going to be rude. I'm just telling you the facts. They should have stood strong. He should have been a real man and said, you know what? You guys are bogus. We'll get into that, but they didn't. The bottom line, though, is the Trump campaign is now saying, well, we never reached out to James Edwards. Well, that's true, ladies and gentlemen, factually, but it's intellectually dishonest. Factually, their booking agency reached out to James. And they're now trying to say, well, that booking agency didn't really do what they were supposed to. Okay, well, now we can debate that. They were on hire from the Trump campaign. They reached out to James Edwards. The Trump campaign gave James Edwards credentials. Now, that's not saying they endorsed James Edwards. I'm not suggesting that, but I'm saying the idea that they had nothing to do with it and didn't reach out to James is a lie. They did through their booking agency surrogate. Let's not play games. We can prove it. Don't play games with me. We have the emails. We can prove it. And we've even sent the emails to the campaign headquarters, and so they know the truth. But they don't want to tell the truth. They want to kind of manipulate this and subterfuge because they don't want to stand up. That's the bottom line. Let's play the interview, then we'll drill into it more. But this interview, I challenge you to find something in it that relates to the media's assertions about white supremacy, about somehow pro-slavery and all this bogus stuff. All right, here's the interview, ladies and gentlemen.
Donald Trump Jr. with us.
Hold on. Sorry about that. Why isn't this playing? All right, here I go. Start over. Donald Trump Jr. with us. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
It's great to be here. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Mitt Romney is running around trying to say Donald needs to release this, Donald needs to release that. The first question is Donald worried about somebody else jumping in the race like a Mitt Romney?
I'm not so worried. I mean, Mitt Romney had his opportunity. He didn't do well with it. He blew it when he could have done something differently. I think, frankly, if he would have taken my father's advice and touted his accomplishments and these things, he would have done a lot better. But he was afraid of what he'd done. He was afraid of success. And it didn't work out for him, so now we're not worried about it.
And by the way, to add to that fire, isn't that interesting? Two or three days later, we find out Mitt's jumping in more and more and more. How prophetic was my question, huh? Just wondering. Failed twice in a row, actually, right?
I guess theoretically, yes.
All right, just saying.
No one talks about the year before, you're right.
Quick question. How was it growing up with your dad as Donald Trump? I can't imagine how that would be.
Oh, listen, it was interesting, but, he, with us, really stressed the right kind of stuff. I mean, I think there's a reason you probably hear about us perhaps in a lot better light than a lot of other kids of similar backgrounds and wealth. And, you know, he made sure we understood what it was that we had, how lucky we were. He made sure we didn't take any of that for granted. I mean, he focused on education and work ethic. I always joke, I mean, I'm the only son of a billionaire that's more comfortable in a D10 Caterpillar bulldozer than I am on a golf cart, because those are the kind of jobs we started doing. He made sure, we got that. It wasn't, congratulations, you're now the president of the company, and you've never done anything. So, he's about merit and about hard work. And so he was a great dad. He just, people don't see the warmer side of Trump, really. They hear about the business accomplishments and the this and the that. They see that. But I know him as a dad, and I know him as a grandfather now. I have five kids myself, and, he's as good with my little 18-month-old daughter as he is with the toughest construction guy in the country. So
all right, so we there, all we talked about is the failed bids of Mitt Romney, and they're not worried about Mitt Romney as a threat. Now we go into how he was raised as a kid, how he learned to work, how his dad's a good guy with a warmer side. That's all we've talked about. I don't know. I don't think the kid was a slave because he had to learn to work, is he? I don't think so.
But he's just an amazing guy.
All right, we got James Edwards. Now, they claim when I introduced James Edwards here that it was somehow kind of a dishonest, bring James in on the sly, don't let him know they're talking to a racist slave promoting. Okay, it's bogus. They're the ones that reached out to James through their booking agency, ladies and gentlemen. Do not let the Trump campaign lie to you. Also, do not let the mainstream press lie to you by carrying Trump's narrative. Trump's running away from this. That's Trump Jr. I haven't heard from Trump Sr. on it, but he's welcome to call me. Anyway, all I'm saying is don't let them deceive you. They also gave credentials to James Edwards, and he was at the rally. Let's be clear. And we did tape an interview. That's all clear. Now, they can't say that I broadsided. I said, this is James Edwards from the Political Cesspool radio program. Okay, this is very clear. James Edwards' radio commercial ran in the middle of the interview. Okay, so it's not like Trump didn't know, and it was not a broadside. The booking agency knew full well that James was the one that got the request from the Trump campaign through the booking agency in the first place. They know this. And to act like I slid somebody in kind of on the side isn't even close to true. It's a lie. And I wasn't going to bring this up because I wanted to defend the Trump campaign, but if they're going to play games and make it look like I'm a liar, they're going to lose. Okay, Trump might be a big bombacious or bombastic guy that stands up and takes everybody on, but he ain't going to do that to someone like me. I don't care who Trump thinks he is. Okay, the truth shall set me free. All right, so listen to the interview. Here we go. The political cesspool host with... Let's start over here. All right, we got James Edwards, the political cesspool host with us as well. He was at the Donald Trump rally on Saturday live. It was incredible. Over 10,000 people there, James. All right, so I told Trump Jr. that he was at the rally, that he's live on the radio with me. I said that he's with the political cesspool. So they act like, I don't even know who I was talking to. There was so many people in the room. It was kind of like an on-the-sly thing. That's bogus. The interview proves it. I said that I got James Edwards with me of the political cesspool. He was at your rally. He this, he that. Okay, you guys are the ones that reached out to James for the interview. Let's not suggest I'm playing games, okay? Don't do that because it's not true. The interview makes it very clear. And in the interview, in the middle of it, there's a commercial for James Edwards' book, a minute long, right in the middle of it, in addition to introducing James. Now, James even makes it more clear.
Well, Mr. Trump, it's great to talk to you. I want to say one thing very quickly. I'm based down here in Memphis, and I am a Southern Baptist, and I think it's absolutely disgusting what some of the church leadership like Russell Moore has done to your father. And I can tell you that that is not the way the people in the pews believe, and that I hope that your father becomes the next Charlemagne after he becomes president of the United States. But as Sam mentioned, your father was in Tennessee on Saturday, and I was in the press pen as a member of the credentialed media.
Yeah, I was in the press pen as a member of the credentialed media. Don't tell me Trump doesn't know this. We've repeated it so many times. How many times do we got to repeat it, huh?
I can tell you that I was the only person on that side of the fence who wants to make America great again.
I was the only person on the media side of the fence that wants America make America great again. Listen to the Trump's response.
One of the things we were talking about before you called in was, it seems to me that the establishment press has long since abandoned objective reporting and now sees itself as the enforcer of political correctness. Am I off base in drawing that conclusion? And why do you?
No, not at all. I mean, it's amazing when I see some of the stuff that's there. Yeah, and I've been to these rallies. I travel around and I go to the debates, and I'm actually there. And you know, it's so disingenuous at this point. But I think because of my father, maybe he's got a big soapbox, and that's why he's able to do it. But the average American's finally getting it. They see it because I'll watch a speech for an hour, and you'll see it, and I'm sure you can vouch for me on this one. He'll say something in minute number 5. He'll say something minute 15. He'll say something in minute 45. And they blend the three things together as though it was one thought, and they say, he's such a terrible person, look what he said. It's like, it's so phony. But you know, people are getting it now, and that's what's amazing, because you know, this isn't just a political campaign, it's a movement. You know, the number of people that show up at these things, it's not a campaign rally where the number two guy is really thrilled because he had 123.5 people in a room, and maybe there was a dog in the background. I mean, he's getting 10, 15, 20, 30,000 people in a stadium to hear him because, A, they're fed up, and B, he's giving a voice to hardworking Americans again. You know, the hardworking American, the people that made this country so great, they've been left in the dust. You know, they're not a political class that's catered to. The left could care less. You know, the left would worry about people who don't want to work, who could care less. They want to be, they cater more to people who are here illegally, and they care more about the feelings of countries that would love to see us wiped off the face of the earth than they do hardworking Americans. It's ridiculous, and people get it. We've tapped into that. My father, you know, he talks to those people. He talks with those people. He's not talking at them like these other guys who are basically academics. You know, they're talking in theory about how everything should ideally work in a perfect world. They don't get it because they've never functioned in the real world. You know, they do whatever their political, you know, the guys that write the $5 million checks to their campaign, they tell the people what they want to hear, and then they do whatever the special interests tell them to do. It's so fake, and I think we've changed the game forever because people are finally onto it.
All right,
so,
Kurt Crosby, do you want to ask Donald Trump Jr. a question? And by the way, I would submit to you that's exactly right. Trump Jr. got it. And don't give me this idea that he didn't understand who James was, or we explained it in detail, folks. Let the interview speak for itself. The mainstream press lied and said it was an upcoming interview, which it may be, but it was really on Super Tuesday live. And that's been up before they ever even started writing their stories, but they didn't do their homework, so they didn't even know about that, folks. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So I got a chance to ask some questions of Trump Jr., so did James Edwards, so did Kurt Crosby. Here's Kurt's question. All right, Kurt Crosby, do you want to ask Donald Trump Jr. a question? Kurt?
Well, thank you, sir, for being with us. And by the way, Pat Buchanan has got a recent article. He says,
all right, so let's stop there. Now we know that we're even tying it to Pat Buchanan, who they claim is a racist, too. See, this guy completely knew. Don't let him pretend that he didn't know or that he wouldn't have done the interview if he knew. Okay, none of that's true, folks. He's just trying to spin it in the mainstream press because they're attacking him. And instead of being a bulldog like he should be, he's backing away and wimping out, which is exactly what they want him to do. And this might be the complete undoing of the Trump campaign, by the way.
You're watching the Republican Party being reborn, and I agree with him, and I think it's exactly what you've just stated.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Do you think the Republican Party is going to change forever as a result of this? Is the crony capitalism and behind-the-backdoor dealing gone?
Well, listen, I think, you know, if we become president, that certainly will. You know, that's why, you know, they're so afraid. That's why the right, you know, rather than embracing someone who's bringing in new people to the campaign, you know, to bring in new people into the GOP, you're having
You know what? We got a quick break. All right. I asked him to stay longer. If he tells you that he didn't know who he was dealing with and he got surprised or shocked by me doing something behind the scenes he didn't know about, he sure agreed to stay a lot longer. That was about 6 minutes. The longer section was straight ahead after the break. So he agreed even to stay. And if he felt like he was being shanghaied or not dealt with fairly, I doubt he would have stayed. Nevertheless, after the break, after the James Edwards book promotion of Racism Schmacism, we come back. And it sounds a little like this, ladies and gentlemen.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Riding shotgun on the broadcast today, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump Jr. from the campaign trail with his father live on Liberty Roundtable. Right before the pause, we were talking about Pat Buchanan. He's saying the death, he's calling it a death rattle of the establishment, no doubt about it. Donald Jr., your father's really growing the Republican Party. They claim that it's different, but they're lying. Everywhere you see, he gets more crowds than anybody. And people are quitting the Democratic Party left and right for your father.
Listen, I agree. I mean, you know, I was saying it's not a campaign anymore. It's a movement. He's getting people. You know, he's winning all these independents. He's turning Democrats who are just sick of the same old lies. They may not even be on board with a lot of the conservative ideology, but they're saying, I want to get someone getting things done. You know, the independents that are coming over.
So let me get this straight. We're going to take the Democrats, even though we disagree with their abortion stand and their abuse and their hostility in every way, but yet we're going to jettison James Edwards? Okay.
When we joke, I mean, we go to my father's rallies. You know, we won in Nevada with fat people. We won with skinny people. We won with smart people. We won with not so smart people. We won with, you know, Hispanics. You know, so you say, well, they're like, well, how could he win with Hispanics? There's two Cubans in the race. It's like, well, A, they know that these guys will just tell them whatever they want to hear. B, when my father brings up issues, he talks about immigration. He's not afraid to have the conversation.
Now, the only one to bring up a controversial subject of any kind, as far as I can tell right here, is Donald Trump Jr. himself, ladies and gentlemen. Just saying.
Everyone else, before it was taboo. All of a sudden, it's a huge talking point. He's, you know, he's not afraid to talk about how disastrous the VA system is. You know, we want to take care of our veterans coming back, you know. And, you know, well, we can't talk about that. That's a disaster. All these things that are becoming big issues in the party are because he wasn't afraid to talk about them initially.
He's also employed more Hispanics than the other gentlemen have even thought about, right?
Oh, well, without question. But look at who's hurt by, you know, illegal immigration the most. It's not going to be me. It's going to be people who, you know, Hispanics who are sitting there being like, yeah, these guys come in, they undercut my jobs, they'll work for less because they're not paying taxes, they're not paying in this system. You know, we brought up all of these things. So people who are finally fed up, people who haven't had a voice in for so long because they know, you know, the little, you know, cadre of special interests and, you know, establishment guys, you know, they control all the power, they keep it everywhere, they keep everyone else out. And finally, someone like my father has the strength and the ability to break into their box, and they know their little world is over. So, I mean, it's a real movement. You know, look at the turnout. You know, we even win with evangelicals. We're winning with this because they're sick and tired of the same old nonsense. And I think Jerry Falwell Jr. said it best. He goes, you know, listen, you know, Carter may have been the perfect Sunday school teacher, may have been the perfect evangelical, but he was a disaster as a president because he didn't know how to get it done. Someone like Trump, who does care about family, does care about the things that we really hold dearly, but he also has a track record of actual success doing it in the real world. And he's going to do that. That's why we're winning people over. They get it.
All right, last questions from James Edwards. Then we'll go ahead and let Donald Trump Jr. with a final parting shot. Go ahead, James.
Well, you're absolutely right, Donald, and that is, here in the South, I can tell you, evangelicals are in a frenzy over your father, and in a very good way. They're going out, and we're going to carry Super Tuesday. In fact, as soon as I get off the line today, I'm going to vote, and I'm going to be voting for Trump, obviously. But I want to say this. He's going to do better with Hispanics and other minorities than either John McCain and Mitt Romney did. You wait and see. Of course, Nevada, the results out of there have already suggested that. And in terms of growing the party, look at how huge Tennessee, the Secretary of State of Tennessee, where I am, has already said that early voting broke all records. And that is because of one man, and that's Donald Trump. And I can tell you this. Correct. We mentioned Pat Buchanan a couple of times. I got my start with Pat in 2000. I have never voted for a Republican nominee. I've always voted conservative third party. I will vote for a Republican nominee.
Now, let's be very clear in that Pat Buchanan campaign that James was a worker in and spent a lot of time in. Izola Foster was the vice presidential pick. She happens to be a black woman, just so you all know. And when she was sitting at James's dinner table, I don't think he was hoping she'd still be a slave. Just saying.
For the first time in my life in November. So that is growing up.
I really appreciate it. And I see it all the time. Listen, I live in New York City, right? I'm a good old boy at heart. I mean, I'm a hunter, I'm a fisherman, so I spend a lot of time in the South, so I see it all. But, you know, I'll be at dinner in New York City with my wife. Put the five kids to bed, go out to dinner with my wife, and, you know, some old lady will come up to me, and I want to talk to you about your father. I'm saying, oh, boy, I got to get a fight with an old lady at a restaurant. I don't need this right now. And they're saying, I'm voting for your father. I say, that I did not see coming. And they're saying, we're sick of it, we're fed up, and they're telling me. Literally, I have never voted for a Republican in my life. And I'm not just saying, it's not like a soundbite. Like, I've heard it so many times, it's almost like, oh, my God, there's really something here. Like, we're going to win New York State as the GOP, which has probably never happened, at least not in my lifetime, because people get it. They're sick of it. We're going to carry some of these states that the Republicans, it's like, why even bother? Like, don't even show up. You know, it's incredible, and we're getting just the movement across the board. Yesterday, we had the CEO of NASCAR come out and endorse us. You know, Chase and Bill Elliott, you know, drivers come out. I mean, you're getting everything, and now you're actually even seeing some of the great, you know, guys, Jeff Sessions, you know, coming out and endorsing us because you know they get it. They're like, you know what? Maybe it's time to actually do something for the country rather than just keep lining our own pockets as politicians.
Now, Donald Trump has a press conference today, right?
Yeah, he's all over the place today. I know he's working hard, and that's what he does. He's always worked hard his entire life. He's employed people. He's given, you know, he's created jobs. He's had, you know, he's created. You know, these other guys, they talk about, oh, they've never even had an original thought, let alone created anything. And they talk about, well, he had 2,000 deals. We'll talk about one deal that didn't go well. Let's talk about it. It's like, of course, that's called life. Anyone's going to have a deal that doesn't go well. It's going to happen. They don't talk about the, you know, thousands of successes, the millions of, you know, jobs and the benefits that have been created because of those things. You know, it's time. If you're fed up, if you think, you know, politicians are doing a lousy job, go vote for my father. Let's change the game a little bit. If you think the country's going in the right direction, If you think that the politicians who, you know, these guys, are they're promising you what the last 10 guys have promised you. Guess what? How many of them delivered? Ever. None. What's going to be different this time? Nothing. You know, if you think that those guys are doing a great job, go vote for them. You know, we don't want that vote. But if you're fed up and you're sick and tired of it, like I am, and like all the people that I run into, you know, across the country, now that I've been a politician for, you know, 9.5 days, if you're fed up, go vote for my father. You're going to see some change.
Well, like everybody else on the planet, everyone's frustrated.
Here, not just with my, you know, the minorities are going to come out, but the white working class is going to come out, which is really the base.
Oh, by the way, think about it. I can't tell you, we've built more jobs, union, and stuff like that than anyone. But you think, you know, those traditional voting blocks that are union guys, do you think they're voting for Hillary? What have the Democrats done for the unions, for the hard-working guys?
No, they're
absolutely
not
nothing. You know, they keep going, they keep allowing everyone who doesn't belong in the country, let them in, give them jobs, give them this, give them health care, let them undercut your wages and prices. You know, those guys are going to come out for, you know, a Republican for the first time ever. It's a movement.
All right, Donald Trump Jr. with us, ladies and gentlemen. One last point, then you can make a parting shot and fly. You know, it seems to me that Donald Trump has almost become the elixir of truth. In other words, at first these politicians make you believe this and lie about that, and pretty soon, though, you find out who's who when Donald jumps in the middle of it. Pretty soon you got Glenn Beck completely out of control. You got all these different people just beside themselves. Ben Sasse was supposedly elected as a good conservative guy. Now he's going, I'm going to vote third party if Trump gets the nomination. These people are melting down and showing their true colors, Donald.
Listen, I agree, but it goes to show you how desperate and weak they are. You know, they know their little party is over. They know they've been taking advantage of the American people for too long. And now, because of my father, we're on to him. We get it. We see what's going on. You know, he's you know, picked up the skirt, so to speak. Everyone knows what's going on now, and they can't get away with it. You know what? It's time. It's time for these guys to be held accountable. To actually be held accountable. I mean, it's a novel concept. If you know, Marco Rubio, he shows up to his job 35% of the time, and he talks about all his experience and all the things. You know, what happens if you show up to your job 35% of the time? You don't have a
nah,
job.
Nah. I'm gone.
It's ridiculous. It's over.
All right, you got a parting shot,
just
sir?
Encourage. Listen, guys, just get out and vote. You know, showing up to the rallies, being supportive on social, you know, showing up and screaming for Trump, putting up signs in your yard. None of it means anything if you don't actually go out and vote. So go out, vote for my father. We're going to make America great again. Thank you so much.
Godspeed. Tell your family hello from us. Thank you, sir.
There you have it.
There's the interview. Nothing controversial in it. Milder than the Donald on the campaign trail, to say the least. But an incredible interview. The mainstream press can't stand it. That's the truth. Next hour, we'll break it down.